don't want to encourage piracy.
What they should go after is the pirates, I guess.
Fuck the SEC. Don't get mad because I say it. Don't get mad if they play it. Turn the radio if you don't like it.
Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, arg, arg, arg.
Come on, man. Let me feel it now.
Does anyone around here still have a radio?
I am a pirate. I should be arrested, jailed, or fined.
Hey, it's Monday, June 5th, 2006.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Hey everybody, this is Ragnar Danisjold, and you're listening to The Pirates Week, a podcast serving the shortwave pirate community. We take a look into the past week's pirate radio activity, what's going on over at the Free Radio Network and other relevant news groups, general free radio and DXing news, the propagation forecast, a little pod safe music in the background, and I call it The Pirates Week. Well, yes, it is Monday. We're a day late and a dollar short here at The Pirates Week. Actually, I've been gone all weekend, had a bit of a family emergency, had to run out the door last Friday, and head across the state to stay with my folks. My dad had some surgery over the weekend, nothing major, and he did come through it really well, but I just wanted to go over and give my mom a hand as my dad was all laid up. Really, the surgery was, we knew it was coming. It was something my dad postponed for, until he got back from his last hunting trip. He was out in British Columbia for the last week hunting bear. 6'4" black bear he snagged. And then he came back and had to go right into surgery afterwards. He put it off till the very end. Anyways, that's why I am putting this out on today, Monday, a day late. Anyways, let's get into it. This is going to be an odd show, going to be down, dirty, and quick, and not a lot of stuff going on. Let's start off with Pirates in the News. Got two news clips for you really quick. The first one is just a nice little blurb you can go and read on Cracker's website. Free Radio Santa Cruz got a really nice write-up about pirate radio and how it relates to the community and why it's so relevant to the community. I'm not going to go all the way through it, but go over to Cracker's website and read that story about Free Radio Santa Cruz. Like I said, it's written by Indigo Moonstar. Hey, there's a name for you. And my second story, told you we're going to go through these quick, is really not a pirate as much as a numbers station. And I know a lot of you folks out there in the pirate radio community also likes to listen to the numbers stations. This is actually coming from Slashdot Review. Slashdot Review was really pretty much the inspiration for this podcast. Slashdot Review, of course, covers the happenings on the website Slashdot, as I try to cover what's happening on the Free Radio Network website. Anyways, from Andy McCaskey, the Slashdot Review, comes this interesting twist on what's happening with the numbers station.
Numbers stations have moved from shortwave to VoIP. For decades, intelligence agencies have been sending secret messages to their agents in the field using shortwave numbers stations, broadcasting encrypted messages for all to hear and puzzle over. Now someone's putting numbers stations on VoIP telephone numbers for anyone to call and posting messages to Craigslist to alert the recipients to the existence of their messages. One of them went up last month. Now a second one has appeared. Two questions. Will there be a third? And who's behind all this?
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Well, with that, it's time to look at what's going on at the Free Radio Network, found, of course, at www.frn.net/vines. Starting off with the Grapevine Pirate Shortwave section, John Sedlak posts the sad passing of Barry Strange from KCDM. He is definitely sadly missed. The poet posts his Valiant repair issues. He has two Valiants, and they're both needing help. Number one is blowing plug fuses, and number two's capacitor farm coming off the band switch is burning up. A lot of good info came his way from some of the more knowledgeable regulars of the FRN. I won't try to relate the fixes. They are, as we say at the office, above my pay grade. Crackety Jones posts that he went out and bought himself an ICOM R75. He loves it, but is looking for tips and tricks for it. DC to Daylight suggests using a tunable resonant loop, and several others suggest joining the Yahoo group dedicated to the R75. Hey, the ICOM R75, nice rig there, Crackety. That's cool. Over in the LPFM section, Mr. Mike posts asking if anybody out there knows where to get plans for a medium wave AM amplifier, and also if it's possible to modify an HF amp to regular AM frequencies. LC International posts a link to the RF source. Crackersys try pulling the filters out of a 2-meter amp. It will work, but at a reduced power level. And in the FRN workshop forum, Rockin' Rick is looking for a nice easy design for a directional coupler. Something good enough for VHF work. One in, forward, and reverse out. As always, I have no affiliation with the FRN, other than just a regular reader. Taking a look over at the radio forum, found at http://piratedxer.com/forums, Alex Draper posts that there doesn't look like a new program is coming anytime soon for the DX podcast. That's kind of sad because I like the DX podcast. And from the electronic newsletter, the Free Radio Weekly, is the recent shortwave pirate radio stations heard. This is from the FRW number 538, dated June 2nd, 2006. Well, first a news item coming from the FRW. Undercover Radio broadcasting from the middle of nowhere, is changing its email address to undercoverradio@gmail.com. That's the new address, undercoverradio@gmail.com. Undercover can also be contacted via the Merlin Drop. Now, the station's log. The Crystal Ship, KIPM, Mac Radio, MAC Radio, Pirate Radio Boston, Radio First Termer, Radio Stickman Shortwave, Undercover Radio, Voice of Mike Dawkin, and WDNY. And from across the Atlantic, European stations logged here by North American VXers include Mystery Radio. QSLs reported being received this past week have been from MAC Shortwave and WDMR. Also via the FRN, Radio Stickman and Laser Hot Hits.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Well, we have no off-air recordings this week from the Pirate DXer. I didn't think I would be doing a podcast this week, so I told him not to send anything. So let's get right into some other radio news. The first one up is from This Week in Amateur Radio, this short clip about Robert McDowell taking the last FCC position, filling out the FCC.
McDowell said he was honored and humbled to be joining the FCC. I am confident that our efforts will bring the most advanced and efficient communication systems in the world to all American consumers, he said in a statement. Martin applauded McDowell's arrival, which gives him a Republican majority on the FCC for the first time in his tenure as chairman. Since Martin took over the chairmanship, the political balance on the commission has been split evenly between two Republicans and two Democrats. Members of a president's political party hold a majority on the FCC. In addition to Martin, McDowell, a telecommunications attorney, will join fellow Republican Deborah T. Tate, who officially came aboard January 3rd. The commission's two Democrats are Michael J. Copps, who is in his second term, and Jonathan Adelstein. McDowell brings to the FCC nearly 16 years of private sector experience in the telecommunication industry.
Now, this second clip comes from Alan Weiner's Worldwide program on the BCQ from 2 weeks ago. Let me just start off by stating I really like Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. a well-produced, very slick program, lots of information. I listen to it every week. But I don't know if this is real or not, but Alan Weiner is thinking about putting together a contest of sorts for the WBCQ. Take a listen to this. This is from 2 weeks ago.
Oh, by the way, I got to bring this up. Jennifer asked me to bring this up. We're thinking of a contest. Of course, you know, got to get approval for this. But we're thinking of a contest, and the contest is who can make Glenn Houser laugh? That's the contest.
I have an idea, too, for a radio quiz show.
Okay, no, this is serious, though. I mean,
I'm serious.
We're thinking of having a contest where, you know, and of course, Glenn would have to be involved with this, and, you know, who can make him laugh? And what's going to finally get him to give a chuckle? So we're working on that, folks.
That's good. I really do like Glenn Houser's World of Radio. I suggest you listen to it. It's really good. I have to say, though, he's right. Glenn is a little dry in his delivery, and which makes for a very informative show, but he does come off rather dry. Probably not like that in person. I don't know. I've never met the man. But anyways, let's get right into the propagation forecast from This Week in Amateur Radio, and we're going to call this sucker less than 15 minutes. Like I said, this is an odd one, just kind of throwing it together on a Monday, and we're going to back out of here after that. So, without further ado, This Week in Amateur Radio's propagation forecast.
This week's propagation forecast tells us that solar activity continues to be low as we head toward the bottom of the sunspot cycle. Still, we haven't seen weeks on end with no sunspots, so the minimum is not quite here. With fewer sunspots, the higher frequencies aren't as useful. There is a direct correlation between the MUF, the maximum usable frequency, and the number of sunspots. That's why at the peak of a solar cycle, 10 meters is much more usable than at the bottom of the cycle. For the next few days, it looks like solar wind from coronal holes could be mildly disruptive. The planetary A-index forecast for June 2nd through the 3rd is 20, then settling down to quiet conditions a couple of days later. Average daily sunspot numbers were up this week over last and are expected to rise slightly over the next few days. Higher sunspot numbers mean higher MUFs, but 20 meters should still be your best band for reliable worldwide propagation.
Well, that's it for this week, folks. I'd like to thank everybody for stopping by. This is a very short one. If you want to get a hold of me, you can email me at piratesweek@gmail.com. I'd like to thank the gang over at the FRN, the Pirate DXer, the PodSafe Music Network, This Week in Amateur Radio, and Alan Weiner's worldwide program on WBCQ. Also, the Free Radio Weekly. Who else did I forget? I don't know. I'll put it on the blog. You can always stop by the blog and see the website at www.piratesweek.info. Oh, and I did want to mention I am without a radio for the next couple weeks. When I was gone over the weekend, I left the power cord for my Drake SW8 at my folks' place. I was doing a little bit of listening over the weekend when I could. Really didn't hear that much, didn't have a chance to, but I thought I'd take the radio with me because it is a tabletop model. Ended up not listening to it and leaving the power cord several hundred miles away. So I cannot be listening over the next few weeks, and that also means the Gulch, the radio station, the online radio station, the Gulch, will not be broadcasting off-air recording. So I think I'm going to put a bunch of studio quality stuff that I have in my archive just on random play for the next couple weeks. I don't think I can get back and get my power cord for probably until the 4th of July. And that really sucks. Oh, and I almost forgot. We were talking a couple weeks ago about the new microphone I'm going to be getting. I actually have it. I've had it actually now for 2 weeks. I'm looking at it. I did need a power supply for it, and that has been on order. In fact, that was shipped and delivered last Friday. Of course, it was delivered to a random house in the next town over. I'm dealing with UPS and the shippers to see why they ship my stuff to a... I don't know. Anyways, I've been sitting here looking at my new microphone I cannot use now for 2 weeks. Hopefully, by next week, I will have the new mic. It is the DRK from MXL. It's a nice condenser microphone. Sits on the desktop with its own stand and everything. But not using it yet. Not until I can figure out why UPS dropped my stuff off on some random front porch 15 miles away. So hopefully by next weekend we will have the new mic up and running. So that's going to wrap it up for this time. I'd like to say, as always, thank you for listening. I'm out of here.
From the Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week. Piratesweek.tripod.com.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.